right now on VFN TV, Facebook invites a preacher, Francis Chan, to preach the gospel at Facebook. We'll go in there. Also, President Trump signs a Space Council executive order. It looks like we're going to go to Mars. And a boy, of all the prayer requests he could have, he says he wants a new father. It's going to melt your heart. And Bill Johnson with Bethel speaks on what do young ministers need to know today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
He said the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. Does it look like Tomahawk missiles in Syria? Does it look like Moab bombs in Afghanistan? Does it look like the carrier group run off the coast of North Korea? Of course, a lot of people who liked the status quo and people who were for aborting children, for funding Planned Parenthood, for befriending the enemies of Israel, they're upset right now. But the people that are for God, for Israel, for the country, for the Constitution, for Supreme Court justice that actually loves the Constitution and honors it, they're happy and for God.
They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say, but nay.
But we know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community.
Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS.
America is back again.
Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you went to the Western Wall and you're the first acting president who's done that. The people of Israel applaud you for it.
Israelis have experienced firsthand the hatred and terror of radical violence. Israelis are murdered by terrorists wielding knives and bombs. Hamas and Hezbollah launch rockets into Israeli communities where schoolchildren have to be trained to hear the sirens and to run to the bomb shelter. With fear, but with speed. Not with Donald J. Trump.
God sent me here as a prophet to say to you, God is about to give wealth transfer in these last days. And you need to believe it.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We are so glad that you have joined us right here. Well, think about this. We hear about Facebook. Facebook is a rapidly growing social media company, if you don't know about it. And I believe over a billion, is it a billion or 1 point something billion folks are involved on Facebook. They have an actual page and they're talking back and forth. And Mark Zuckerberg, he's like the founder of it, a young man. And it's just reaching the world. And you think, well, they're not interested in the gospel. Well, guess what? They invited a preacher by the name of a minister, a Christian, by the name of Francis Chan. He's the author of the book Crazy Love. He's a great guy. We really love Francis Chan. And they invited him there to come and speak at Facebook about the gospel. And he did. He shared what was on his heart. He talked about the awesomeness of God. And he does a real good job of presenting a gospel at a place like that. We're going to make that whole thing available to you at VFNTV.com on the torch. But they had a question and answer session after he talked. And I want you to hear this question and answer session because he nails it. This is where we need to be. You know, if what we're doing is not working, we need to change what we're doing or change where we are to get to a place where it's working. And you know, what is what God say in his word? Is that happening in your life? Is it happening in your ministry? Is it happening in your church? You know, begin to believe God for God to move again. Well, he asked these questions himself. They're going to ask him a question he'll use most of the time to talk about this, because he was a pastor over a megachurch, what you call a megachurch, in California. But he began to get frustrated because he's realizing what the Bible says about what we're supposed to be doing as the church. It's not happening. I don't care how big we are, he says. It's not happening, and we need for it to be happening. Let's join Francis Chan answering questions at Facebook. Check it out.
Next question is, what is working well in your We Are Church model that others can reproduce in other areas in San Francisco or elsewhere?
Okay, yeah. That's a good question. Okay, so those who don't know, I started a church in Southern California, just out of my living room, ended up growing to like 5,000 people. Not in my living room, but so we did the typical church, and that's all I knew what to do. But I got frustrated at a point, just biblically. I'm going, wait a second. According to the Bible, every single one of these people has a supernatural gift that's meant to be used for the body. And I'm like, 5,000 people show up every week to hear my gift, see my gift. That's a lot of waste. Then I start thinking, how much does it cost to run this thing? Millions of dollars. And I'm going, gosh, how come people in other countries go to church for free? Like, that seems like a waste. So I'm wasting the human resource of these people that, according to Scripture, have a miraculous gift that they could contribute to the body, but they're just sitting there quietly. Meanwhile, they'll go to their companies, and they're running big companies, or doing this and that, and yet they just sit there and listen to me. And year after year, and just got so convicted, I thought, wait, and then the Bible says, oh, I forgot, we're supposed to love each other. Like, that's not a small command. Like, that's over and over. He says, this is how they'll know you're my disciples, by the way you love one another. And then there's over 50 one another's in the New Testament. So I'm going, God, I'm so sorry. Our people don't even like each other. You know, like, I make them greet each other for 30 seconds. You know, like, that's the extent. And it's not like we're mean to each other. We like people if they were like us. And we'd pick, you know, little cliques. But I was like, God, you wanted a church that was known for their love. You wanted a group of people where everyone was expressing their gifts. And otherwise, that body, he talks about, we're a body. I'm one member. Maybe I'm the mouth. But if the mouth is the only thing that's working in the church, and I'm trying to drag the rest of the body along, chewing on the carpet and inching, you know, what would a body look like where everyone's using their gifts and everyone's eagerly pursuing the spiritual gifts like 1 Corinthians tells us to do? Man, what could that be like? And is it even possible? Like, if we were a church and started one right now, could we literally, by the power of the Holy Spirit, love each other so much that it would blow people's minds? Like, where none of us have a need, because it's like, oh man, I just got fired. You work here? Yeah, okay. I do have a prophetic gift, though. And, you know, like, would we then come around our sister and go, whoa, that was crazy. You were right in there. And he said it and it happened. You know, like, what do we do for her? Like, can we be known for this? And so when I came to San Francisco, I just thought, you know what? And again, it was that weird celebrity thing where I just go, I just want to hide. And there's one in the TL. No one reads Crazy Love there. And I just want to go and just talk to people and pray for people. I want to gather people in gatherings where they can actually use their gifts. And could it be that we could actually obey all of the one another's? And then why would it cost anything? You know, if I'm just leading a small group, maybe I can just start multiplying that, teaching other people to lead and shepherd these groups. Maybe we get everyone reading the Bible. So we're on this reading plan. I don't know if you guys have seen the Read Scripture app. If you haven't, it's amazing. You know, it just gives you a quick cartoon like understanding of every book before you read it. And it's a daily reading plan to where we read through the Bible every year. So all of the people in the church I mean, we've got guys coming off the streets, out of prison, to doctors and people that work here or Google, and everyone's on these same reading plans, and everyone's in these homes, and so it costs nothing. We have like 30 pastors now that all do it for free, and then we have like we send them out in twos, and they're like in, so we have like 14, 15 house churches, and we just plan on multiplying that, doubling every year. And so in 10 years, we could have like 1.2 million people. You know, like the multiplication and free. Again, not to be stereotypical, but that's my heritage. We like cheap. And so I'm like, whoa, we've got a few hundred people now, and it costs nothing. And everyone's growing, and everyone's having to read this book for themselves, and people are actually caring for one another. I don't even preach. You know, they just be in their homes, they study, they pray, they care for one another. They're becoming the church, and I'm just loving it. And realizing these 30 guys that are leading this, and the women as well, it's like the way they've grown because they suddenly have responsibility. And I never realized that would happen. You see, it's just like those of us when we first brought our first kid home from the hospital, it's like the fear, the absolute fear, like, what do I do with it? Like, how do you keep it alive? What do you, you know, serious? I mean, that, all that went through my mind, like, so the nurse isn't coming home, like, literally, honey, it's you and me, we gotta keep this alive, like, we've gotta, like, it's nightmarish in a way, because you're just like, no one taught me this, I gotta figure it out, but then you figure it out, you know? And you grow when you learn. And I'm seeing these guys going, hey, you're going to take care of these 10 people. How do I do that? You're going to help them study the word. You're going to help them counsel them through. And the way they rise up, you just figure it out. And so now these guys are like my best friends, you know, as we're all in this thing together versus one guy trying to teach everyone. As one guy put it like this, he goes, it's like being adopted rather than being at an orphanage. You know, the church, the way I was doing it, was like an orphanage. You know, here's just a bunch of kids with one leader. And rather than saying, no, you know what, we're going to put you into a home, and these guys are actually going to really know you and love you and care for you. I just heard this morning, you know, this one of the gals that's new just was pregnant with twins and lost the baby, but almost lost her life, just started hemorrhaging, and just the way, she's only been around for 2 weeks, her friends came in, the church came in, got her to the hospital, took the kid, the other kids, you know, watched them, and you guys, it's just like family, because it bugged me, last story, at the old church, you know, when I had the big thing, I remember this kid from this gang that I baptized. He was so involved, and he left. And I remember him saying, when one of my friends asked him, hey, how come you're not at Cornerstone anymore? He said, I didn't understand church. He goes, when I was baptized, he goes, I thought that was going to be like being jumped into the gang, where it's like 24/7, they're my family. He goes, I didn't know it was just somewhere we attend on Sundays. And I was like, oh, that makes me sick. That makes me so sick that the gangs are a better picture of family than the Church of Jesus Christ. I can't live with that. I cannot live with that. We're gonna do something different, you know. So I don't know. Take what you can from that. Okay. I love it. I love these guys. It's not without its issues, because relationships are messy. And some days I think, oh, it was a lot easier when I could just preach, go back, and drive off in my car and leave all of them, like I will today. Like, I don't have to care for your issue. You know, it's like, you can be mad, whatever. It's like, I'll never see you again. Like, this is easy, but you have this circle here, and you're in each other's lives. And no offense, but it's not this Facebook, I can just put up what I want, you know, about myself. That's kind of like the way church was. It's like, let me just show you this one side on Sunday morning. And just like, okay, let me show you the best pictures of me. and my greatest accomplishments. But when it's family, it gets messy. And you start finding out people's dirt, just like you know about your brother and sister. And every Thanksgiving, it's messy because it's family. But it's what Christ wanted. And so we fight for it. And it's been a blast.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Francis. Yeah. And you are part of Facebook family now, so you can always come back and visit.
Think about that. Francis Chan has been invited by Facebook, and he's speaking to this younger generation, and they're hungry to hear about the authenticity of the church. And he answered a lot of questions. Well, listen, if you're wondering how to get there, and years ago I was too, because I was coming out of the format that he's talking about, and it was real difficult to kind of introduce everybody who'd been sitting by each other for 10 years. They really didn't know that much about each other, and they just kind of looked forward, you know, why one person talked to all of them, and they'd walk away. And if I talked to the people who actually heard that preaching or that message and asked them what they heard, they couldn't even tell you. Most couldn't even tell you. I'm like, what are we doing here? And like Francis is asking those questions too, and he began to walk that out. Guess what? We developed what's called a Vine Seminar, V-I-N-E, because Jesus, think about it. Father God is the gardener. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. You know, we've been living church out like it's in a flower pot, and you know, you max it out, you can't go any further than the building, but we're called to be a vine. We just grow anywhere. Well, guess what? We have a Vine Seminar established just to be able to help you begin to articulate some of these things and how do you walk it out. And it's very exciting. It's very encouraging. And you'll find out that you'll enjoy church again. You'll actually want to get out and hang out with the fellow believers and all ages, the family coming together. God calls us a family. And so if you want to find out more about it, you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for VFN Kingdom's Business Vine Seminar. You can see it in events in the upper right-hand corner, and we'll meet you there. After this break, now we're going to have a young boy who you're watching people come up talking about, you know, I need to be healed in my part of my body. I need to be healed in this part of my body. And they looked at this young man, and he says, what do you want? And he said, I want a new father. And the whole room shifted. Listen, God cares about the fatherless. We're going to go there when we get back from this break. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's so exciting when you think about what we just heard saw take place, where Francis Chan just got invited by Facebook, and he ministered the gospel, the love of God, like nobody like Francis can do.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And answered questions, and he explained. If you missed the earlier part of this program, you can go back and watch it, because he explained how he went from a mega church, pastor of a mega church, 5,000 plus folks, to a love family relationship with a whole new beginning. And if you haven't yet signed up for the Vine Seminar, go to VFNTV.com. VFN Kingdom Business puts on a Vine Seminar for the Church Mountain to be able to articulate that. We can actually help you transition your thoughts and your minds.
That's right.
How to walk out, you know, what God says for us to be able to do. Well, John, you know, our heart is towards, you know, the fatherless and important of having a father there. You know, for 10 years, we walked out the Malachi mandate with the Next Step Outback Fathers and Sons camping trips. And, you know, our audience, if you haven't yet, you can actually go to, you know, VFN, vinefellowshipnetwork.org, and click on Our Story. And you could see for 10 years, we walked out the Malachi mandate, where we took fathers and sons and fatherless sons and mentors in the wilderness to be able to meet Father God and turn hearts. You know, Malachi 4, 5, and 6 says, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, that he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. Mm. And all of a sudden, we're in this room now here, and this is actually a Benny Hinn's son-in-law. His name is Michael Kalyanis, I believe it is. And he's ministering there at David Thomas's, Apostle David Thomas's, friend of mine's church, I believe in Ohio. And suddenly, I guess people are saying, I need prayer for this, I need prayer for that. And
prayer requests.
They're getting prayed for, you know, getting hands laid on them. But all of a sudden, this young boy, John, walks up, and to everybody's surprise, he says, what do you need? What do you want? And he says, I want a new father. Mm. And the entire place shifted, because that's the heart of God. As a matter of fact, let's go. We're going to see him begin to walk up and watch how the entire room shifts, and your heart will melt just like our hearts melt. And it's time for us to turn our hearts back, the Father's heart back, to our families and to the church. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Do you know her? Your mom. What do you think of this? What do you feel? A little nervous? Do you feel the Lord here?
Yeah.
What does he feel like?
I don't really know how to say it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Come here. Do you want from the Lord?
A new dad.
Hear that, Pastor? Did you hear what he said? He said, I want a new dad. He said, I want a new dad. I said, what do you want from the Lord? He said, a dad. Stretch your hands towards this little boy. What's your name?
What is it? Say it again.
Kanan. Father, this little boy wants a dad. Bishop and I bless him with the blessing of the Father. Jesus, you know the feeling of being an illegitimate son. The Father's blessing over this little boy, Kanan. Fill every void. Fill every bit of brokenness. Anoint him. Raise him up. And bring him a dad. You know, I grew up seeing things that I said I would never do because I didn't want reproach from people. And then you learn to lose yourself if you want more of the Lord. And so I'm just going to obey God now. Stand up straight, Kanan. I knew, Pastor, I don't get these things at all. But I see things before meetings and they make no sense. And I didn't know if I should wear a jacket tonight. Because I saw myself without a jacket on the platform before the meeting. But I wanted to wear a jacket really to be respectful to the house. But I knew it would come off at some point. And the Lord just told me to put my jacket on your back, Kanan. Look at me. Just look at me. Because the Lord now is going to cover you with himself. And every bit of brokenness, you feeling like you weren't good enough for a dad, is going to leave now. You're going to walk with your shoulders back and your eyes on Jesus. Okay? Everyone stretch your hands. I never thought I'd do this and never wanted to. But I'm going to obey the Lord. We don't belong to ourselves, do we? Lord, this is a prophetic. Just lift your hands, buddy. You're going to get a lot more than you prayed for. Grandma. Good night for you. Is there somebody else? Where is he? Come on, what's his name?
Kareem.
I've never done this. Just stay right there, sir. Thank you so much. Stretch your hands towards Kanan. Father, when I was a boy, I remember the glory of God like it was yesterday, Lord. It feels the same now. Lord, you told me I would go to nations when I didn't believe in myself. And you told me, Lord, that I would preach your gospel when I was afraid to talk to people. I'm was afraid to speak, Lord, to people. And you've done great things because you're merciful. Send Kenan, Lord, to the nation before he turns 20. Send him to the nation. Clothe him in the healing anointing. Teach him how to touch you and keep you. Teach him how to hide your word in his heart. And teach him how to treasure you. Use his life to shake the world. Let him feel the weight of your calling on his back his whole life. As a constant reminder that he carries your cross. In Jesus' name, Kenan, I release the anointing of the Spirit on you, young man. Just lift your hands. Say, Lord, touch me. Say, I receive it. Fill him with your Spirit. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Big night, huh? You didn't think that was going to happen? Wow. Now look at me. You're going to have good days and bad days. And the world, you're going to remember what I'm saying right now. The world's going to try to pull you away. You remember what the Lord said to you tonight. You don't belong to yourself anymore. You're His, and He'll take care of you. When you drift, you come back. If you drift 5 times, come back 5 times. Okay? You keep this jacket. You're going to keep that. And you remember this jacket. Okay? And you're going to remember that God has called you. Belong to God now. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise.
Shifted the entire meeting because people were being healed rapidly. Things were shifting, this one, then that one. And this young fatherless boy comes up and says, when he says, what do you want? He says, I want a new father. I want to tell you right now, if you're a father and you're being tempted to leave your family, it's a lie from the enemy. Stay around for your kids' sakes. You might be married to somebody that's really not nice, but your kids count. I mean, think about this. Think about this. If you couldn't get along with their mother and you said you're going to leave, you're going to leave them with a lady that you said you couldn't get along with? I mean, think about that. If that's true, you need to stay and fight for your kids and stand up for them. You don't need to leave. Statistics say when you leave that home, your wife or soon to be ex-wife and your children are going to go right into poverty. All these type of imprisonment rates and health rates and teen pregnancy, all these things. Listen, it's not about you. It's not about you. Ma'am, it's not about you either. It's about God. If you haven't yet read the book by Francis Chan, Married Together Forever, me and you together forever, it will shift your paradigm about what marriage really is.
That's
because
right.
We're not married in heaven, but we're walking out a relationship here on earth. And that boy, I mean, obviously he had a father, but the father's gone. And God, I mean, shifted heaven. I mean, notice that everybody just shifted, broke every heart in the place. You know, and Apostle David Thomas, he has such a father's heart in his ministry. He began just to weep instantly when he understood that.
Wow.
You know, we walked that out for 10 years with the Next Step Outbacks.
It's amazing as I'm watching that. It just brought so many memories of the glory of God and
yes.
the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
During those times and in the tent of meetings when we gathered and how many sons would cry out. Mm. You know, wanting the Father's blessing, and how many grown men wanted right. to be affirmed by other men and hear that. you know, at a time where we were working with men and I had a small men's group, mm-hmm. I remember a very successful older gentleman in his 70s. Mm-hmm. And I looked up to him, I esteemed him as one of my elders. And I remember him sharing how much he wanted his father's blessing. This yes. man drove all the way to Arkansas to kneel before his 90-some-odd-year-old father,
yeah.
who didn't even know the Lord. And he put his father's hand on his head and said, just bless mm-hmm. me. He says, I don't know how. He says, just say something good about me.
Right.
Just say something good about me.
Right.
And it wound up changing his life.
And the reason why most fathers, I mean, we just heard recently from Emerson.
Eggridge,
he's a doctor, about family and all. But about how the men have been so under attack, and your boys and fathers, and we knew this, but they're backing it right now with statistics, that we got to begin to bring God's narrative out about men again. And if you're feeling that you're too inadequate, that you failed too much to be able to bless your son, understand your son loves you. You're his father. You just ask God just to speak, just lay hands on him and just speak good things about him. Talk about his good stuff. It's easy to find bad stuff. Hunt for the gold and the treasure in his life and begin to speak those things out over him. Remember the joy that you had when you first saw him. Begin to speak that over him again, because if not, this is how God sees that. But let me tell you something right now. If you're 50 years old, 60 years old, or 40 years old, or 5 years old, and you don't have a father, God could be a father to the fatherless, but there's also fathers that God has put in the church who can father you. There's men in different churches that has a father's heart, and we want to be there for you. You saw those men gather
That's
around
right.
that young boy. And I know at Vine Fellowship Network, you know, we actually do have the father's heart there. And it's nothing like the church family coming around and being that father figure,
Absolutely.
You know, for young men. Listen, we just recently... I had a message on the glory of God, hunger for the presence of God. When I began to share testimonies about what happened at the Brownsville Revival and talking about how the different ways that God's power affects us and the glory of God affects us, and you are called and designed for the glory of God. And guess what? I want to send this to you for free. Here's the details.
Offer 2036, the glory of God, hunger for God's presence. There is nothing more fulfilling, encouraging, enlightening, or healing than the presence of God. If you have never felt the presence of the Lord, this might not make sense to you at the time. But with this message, your faith and hunger to experience God at a greater level will increase. Did you know that you were designed for the presence of God, to be in His presence? Different people receive different things, though they might be having the same experience. For example, if one person who is rich is given a gift of $1,000, that might not respond much to the gift. But if another who is behind in their rent, car payments, or hungry and needing food gets the same $1,000, they might become overwhelmed with gratitude, raise their hands and jump for joy, and start praising God for the blessing. There are so many distractions and so much deception in the world. Many times people think that they don't need anything, so they act like the rich person when they got the $1,000. But we are told in Revelation 3:17, you say that I'm rich, I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. When we understand this truth, we develop a deep hunger for the presence and the glory of God. And we are not satisfied until we are in His presence. We want to send you this offer for a free gift of any amount. You can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360 at Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2036, the glory of God, hunger for God's presence.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Should doctors who practice abortion be made known to the public? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Here's a quick question. Now, I know everything is been brought to the forefront, an abortion issue, definitely needed to be done. But the one thing I haven't seen much of is the actual doctors that perform these hideous operations. Why can't they be brought up and put on the forefront?
If they perform a partial birth abortion, it's an illegal act. So now we have the law in place that if that happens, we can, in fact, get a resolution that includes prosecution by the Justice Department. The end result of that is, under the statute as passed, you can, in fact, go after the abortion doctor, the provider, if, in fact, they engage in what's called a late-term or partial birth abortion.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Lisa from Hamilton, Bermuda. Oh, wow. What a beautiful place you live in, Lisa. I'll tell you what, when you go to heaven, you're going to want to come home on the weekends. Trust me on that. She's an underwriting assistant. Wanted me to take a moment and talk about relationships. Well, relationships are the glue that holds people together. And relationships just don't happen automatically. We have to make deposits to develop and build relationships. You know that. Relationships aren't forged out of accident. They are intentional. And leaders understand the value of relationships because they know that leadership is influence. And what is the core of influencing other people? Having good relationships with them. It's impossible to be a long, continuing, successful leader that people willingly, voluntarily follow if you're not good at relationships. And so I would encourage you to do what our friend Dale Carnegie told each one of us. Remember names. It's the sweetest sound that a person can hear in their own ear. Learn to smile and always understand that relationships are the key to influence, which is the key to leadership.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, this is just such a powerful program. If you missed earlier parts of this program, you know, Facebook is inviting Francis Chan to minister at Facebook. He's explaining why he moves from a mega expression to expression that we talk about all the time with VFN. You know, that's one thing that
organic
and family, and also just watching how God is moved over the fatherless and just powerful. If you haven't yet, you know, you can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, and on the right hand corner you'll see in the middle ways down a menu, and it says about us or whatever. One of them says our story. Click on that and you can watch what we did for 10 years,
yeah,
and how God moved in that particular area. Listen, Bill Johnson was asked by this very minister who we just saw ministering, what would you say to the young ministers today? You know, Bill Johnson, if you know Bill Johnson of Bethel Ministries, mm-hmm, and he's all about the goodness of God, and God is good, God isn't angry, but there's always a price to get to pay for things. I mean, somebody paid a price. An inheritance is something you got for free, mm-hmm, but when you are building an inheritance, when you're doing breakthrough in different areas.
You're a pioneer, right?
You're a pioneer, you know, going where no path has gone before. I mean, there's a price to be paid. Mm. And so he's asking the question, you know, he's asking Bill Johnson, you know, what would you tell young ministers today? And man, it'd be so refreshing if you're willing to pay a price and to understand we need you in VFN Kingdom Business. We need you at VFN Television. We need you at the VFN Dream Center because we are going where no man has gone before to be able to give an inheritance to the next generation, because God is raising men and women who are concerned about the next generation, and then we'll just give it to them, you know, and then they'll have it. And then, as a matter of fact, let's go there. Now, this is Bill Johnson being asked the question, what do the young ministers need to know? Really, not just young ministers in general need to know today. Let's go there now.
Do you have any concern?
I'm hearing
that, like, regarding, like, when you look at, let's say, young preachers or what the move of God or part of maybe some of the culture in the ministry. And do you have any concerns? Is there anything you'd say, you know, man, this, I think, this needs to be tweaked a bit?
It's easy to spot problems. Uh-huh. I mean, it's, you know, it's the gold miner, it's easy to find dirt.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's finding the gold is the challenge, you know.
Yeah.
And so there's problems galore. You know, it's just we work so hard. Let's just talk about our environment.
Yeah.
We work very hard to build a sense of identity in Christ. What some people don't know is the price that we have paid to get breakthrough. And so, in other words, they can settle into, you know, we've been forgiven. We have the privilege of living as though we have no sin on our record. But they don't know the price that is paid by some of the forefathers to get breakthrough in certain areas. So they'll receive prayer and start praying for the sick. They get breakthrough because they just received an inheritance. Mm-hmm. An inheritance is when you get something for free that someone else paid a price for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you're going to leave an inheritance to your children, you'll have to pay a price to increase what you got for free.
Because we have to give them more than we inherited.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. You have to know what the paying price is. And so we've been trying to sprinkle into this grace message that it's all ours, but there's a difference between what's in my possession, what's in my account. Mm. And so learning to train people on, listen, I have a fasting, for example. I have a right to feast because I'm in the kingdom. But when I choose to fast, I'm setting aside a right because I want something higher. I want something more.
Yeah.
And there's this, I just was reading it this last week in Daniel 10. It says that he ate no tasty food. He turned aside tasty food. And then, like verse 11, it says he was a man highly esteemed by God.
Yeah.
Well, the tasty food is this word shemuda. Highly esteemed by God is the same word.
Wow.
So when he put aside the desirable, he became desirable.
Gosh.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's that part. It's you know what? Yeah, he's paid the price. He's covered it all. And you have the privilege to do the same. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things.
It's Jesus' style, right?
Yeah.
Being God, laying down.
Yeah. And I believe in the triumphant life. I believe in the feasting, so to speak, you know, the victorious, and we're supposed to live that. That's, you know, even Israel in the Old Testament had more feasts than they had fasts. You know,
right.
they were supposed to learn how to do the celebration thing as a family because of the victories God had given them. Yeah. So I believe in that. That's who we are. But there are times where we still pay a price to increase, to get farther. So that's one of the things.
I mean, in all, you have a great appreciation for the move of the Holy Spirit historically.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, have you ever read of anyone who made a significant impact in culture who did not have a price to pay?
Oh, no. No, it's not possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important. Remember, Jesus said wisdom's found in his children. In other words, if there's a debate in your mind, look to the people
who've
seen breakthrough.
Yeah, that's right. You can't. All of our heroes paid a price. Some of the price is scary. But all of them did. Because you know, you can receive a certain amount by inheritance if you look just in the natural. If we could equate spiritual reality with natural, you can see people that inherited all their money and they didn't do anything to earn it.
Uh-huh.
And that's true. But if they're going to make a mark in their lifetime, they'll have to get some wisdom and pay a price to increase what they were given. And I think that the same follows over in the spiritual.
That's such a good word, you know, because so many people that inherit wealth waste it. The statistics on the lottery, when people get this lump sum money, most of them
lose it all.
Yeah, they end up going broke and I believe bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And but there's something about, you know, the hard work and, you know, not just getting a paycheck, but working hard to get the paycheck.
That's right. And discipline, right?
Yeah, and storing up for the next generation. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet you thought about it, you know, VFN Kingdom Business could be for you. You can find about it at vfnkb.org. We need some men and women who understand. We need breakthrough. This is a breakthrough year. Our president has a breakthrough anointing. You have a breakthrough anointing, but you have to actually get activated to do the work, the breakthrough. Yes, we've inherited salvation. Yes, we've been forgiven. Yes, we could feast. But are we going to choose to be able to do the work for the next generation for the breakthrough? And we do that with VFN Kingdom Business. You can find out at vfnkb.org. You know, we talk about us coming together, even though we're diverse, you know, unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and in all things love, coming together to believe God to impact all seven mountains of culture. You know, it's so important. But listen, we're going to go to this break. When we come back, we're going to bring it all together. Join us after the break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFNTV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to vfntv.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to youtube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. What a beautiful program.
Yes.
I mean, it's so encouraging to see, you know, hearts getting hungry again. You know, people, young people are beginning to ask the question. I think it's because they've been lied to so much, been told everything, they've tasted of everything, they've seen everything.
They're tired of religion,
yeah.
And they want organic, they want it real. And,
right.
And the good thing about it is that the Lord is real, you know, and he wants to reveal himself
and
more
and
more.
It's been like prodigal as well. They've gone into the world, they've seen things, and what they hadn't gone into the world's come into their homes.
That's right.
With media and all these different forms on their phones and computers and all this kind of stuff. Just, he said, God, this is what God said to Israel. He says, I'm going to give you so much of it, what you're asking for, that it's going to come out your nose.
Yeah. And this there's no generation like this generation has been exposed to so much of this junk.
And it's quail. He was going to give them quail. And he says, while the meat was in their teeth, his anger burned against them. Quite often, you know, people think, because I'm getting it, God gave it to him, and he's cool with it.
Yeah, he must be all right.
Yeah, he must be okay with it. But yet his anger could be burning against us while, you know, upset like a father would.
Yeah.
He loves you. Could be upset about what's going on. And I have no doubt, you know, the Father's heart in regards to where we've been as a church. And it's time for us just to bring it on home. I mean, listen, Facebook's asking for the gospel to come in. And,
catch a clue, right?
Catch a clue. And some of the things I've heard by word of mouth about Mark Zuckerberg talking about, you know, having church on Facebook, you know, kind of freaky. But, you know, once you're ready to lay your life down, if it costs you your life to be able to reach a million people, it's worth it.
A billion people, right?
A billion people. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Maybe you're that young minister that you're getting that advice and you realize, you know, people have been asking you to pay a price and you're like, you know, bucking out of that harness and saying, I don't want to do that. You know, maybe you have been thinking, you know, I can't go speak to things like Facebook and that type of thing. Realize, you know, if they open the door up, that's where you go, talk the gospel. And maybe you're the fatherless young man or old man, and you need a father in your life. We want to pray with you right now. Father God, Lord, I thank you. We just pray for each and every employee at Facebook, Father God. Lord, that you would just open up their hearts, Lord God, and bless them and show yourself mighty, Father God. How much love you have for them, Father God, and all these social media networks that are out there, Father God, that they thank you, Lord, bless them for opening the door up to the gospel and helping us to better understand how to be able to even relate that way. Father God, I just pray for that young minister right now who's been struggling with having to pay a price, God, that he would just understand, or she would understand, that this is what you're called to do for the next generation, and that you would have a harvest, have an inheritance for others. I just bless you with strength and tenacity, and you set your face like a flint, and you're going to see great things take place. Dear Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan, and it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding, and that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.